You're with SBS Radio.
A new national agreement will give Indigenous groups a greater say in closing the gap targets and how to achieve them. 16 new targets have been set, replacing a strategy which hasn't succeeded in overcoming Indigenous disadvantage. For the first time, Indigenous community leaders have been given a seat at the table to discuss revisions to closing the gap targets. After 18 months of negotiations, a new way forward is being forged in closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. It is a draft agreement. The lead convener of the Coalitions of Peaks, Pat Turner, says, and it is more than just words.
They represent an opportunity to make a real difference to the lives of our people, our families and our communities.
Following a meeting with Indigenous leaders, state and federal governments, the 7 Closing the Gap targets have now been expanded to 16. They cover education, employment, health and well-being, justice, safety, housing, land and waters, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages. Ms. Turner says the revised deal is a welcome change.
The national agreement has the potential to establish a strong policy foundation to give effect to what our people have been saying for a long time is needed to make a real difference, and will embed a new way of working established under the Partnership Agreement on Closing the Gap between our people and governments across the country.
The 16 new targets have been set along with 4 priority reforms. It is to ensure they'll be Indigenous-led and embrace the concerns of 4,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander responses to refreshing the strategy. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, says the proposed improvements form an important foundation to monitor progress.
It will change the way in which we will all work together to improve life outcomes for Indigenous Australians for the next decade or more. The agreement sets new priority reforms and ambitious targets. The priority reforms are a critical bedrock of this agreement.
One new target aims to lower the high rates of Indigenous incarceration. The national average daily Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander imprisonment rate has more than doubled in the past few decades. Australian Bureau of Statistics figures indicate more than 2,500 people per 100,000 adult Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders end up in jail. Executive Officer Sophie Trevitt from the National Aboriginal-led Coalition of Peak Bodies Change the Record says she hopes to reduce the number of First Nations peoples behind bars.
Laws like defaulting on fines or public drunkenness, which see people sent to prison who should never have been there at all. These laws could all be changed overnight and would make a massive difference to the disparity between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people.
At least 70% of imprisoned children are Indigenous. CEO of Stronger Smarter Institute, John Davis, says it is a disgrace.
The hard work's been done, the yarns have been had, and there's a whole range of our people that are incarcerated way above national norms. It's not acceptable, and a longer target away from that and achieving parity is not acceptable either.
Mr. Wyatt has abandoned a leaked draft proposal for incarceration rates to reach equality by 2093. He says setting targets more than 70 years away will not deliver any change.
Those parity pushes are not supported by the Commonwealth nor by ministers. And certainly in my discussions with Pat, the leaked document which shows that they will not be there. We are working towards achieving tangible outcomes that are real and will deliver change.
It follows years of debate about the lack of ambition in some targets and the low rates of achievement since the Closing the Gap strategy began 12 years ago. While the federal government is expected to offer extra funding, opposition spokeswoman for Indigenous Affairs, Linda Burney, still holds concerns.
I think it's taken some time for the targets to be developed, but Labor wants to see not only ambitious targets, but proper funding to make sure that those targets are actually achievable. And that's going to require commitment not just from the federal level, but commitment from the state and territory level as well.
The details of the targets won't be released until Prime Minister Scott Morrison and state and territorial leaders sign them at the National Cabinet meeting on Friday. That was a story by Nakare Thrope and Sonia Lal for SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.